Good afternoon, welcome to the FactSet Weekly Market Recap. Today is Friday, March 22nd. U.S. equities were higher this week as the S&P 500 posted the best weekly performance this year, underpinned by a big Treasury rally and dovish takeaways from this week's March FOMC meeting. Momentum was a big outperformer again this week, outpacing value by nearly 200 basis points. Small caps were a slight underperformer, though still solidly higher for the week. Big tech was stronger, while other outperformers included banks, internet, apparel retailers, online brokers, semis, auto complex, housing-linked retail, cruise liners, home builders, and machinery. Underperformers included athletic apparel, precious metals miners, tobacco, casual diners, beauty, China tech, pet products, dollar stores, pharma, medtech, and biotech. Treasuries were firmer with the curve steepening, with a policy-sensitive two-year down approximately 15 basis points for the week, back around 2.6%. Gold was fractionally lower. Bitcoin futures were down approximately 8%, now off by approximately 14% from the March 14th record high. WTI crude was down 0.5%. This week's upside was primarily driven by the March FOMC meeting that included the dot plot holding projections for three rate cuts this year, and Chair Powell downplaying recent hotter inflation prints. Futures continue to price in the first rate cut for June, though some economists see growing risk of the Fed pushing up the first cut to May, depending on the inflation prints in the coming months. This week also saw some more AI tailwinds following the NVIDIA event and a number of other events in the space this week. Other pieces of the bullish narrative include improving breadth amid an improved macro outlook, disinflationary tailwinds from supply-side dynamics, declining bond volatility, no-tail risk triggers following the BOJ hike and YCC exit, and resilient macro takeaways from manufacturing PMI and housing data. Despite the call for three rate cuts, there were some hawkish takeaways from the FOMC meeting, including upward revisions to the 2025 and 2026 dots and slight increase in the long-run dot, which could presage an increase to the Fed's neutral rate forecast. The March flash PMI also showed the fastest increase in input costs in 6 months and selling prices in 11 months, while the Fed raised its forecast for core PCE for this year. There was also some more scrutiny on the health of the consumer, particularly after Lululemon flagged weaker U.S. consumer behavior with a soft start to quarter one on a slowdown in U.S. traffic and conversions, while Nike also guided half one revenue for an LSD decline. Other pieces of the bearish narrative this week included the BOJ rate hike, which some economists see as a predictor of global recession signaling, big tech earnings momentum deceleration, and ongoing overhangs around the deficit, treasury supply concerns, geopolitics, and domestic politics. The March FOMC meeting ended with no change to the benchmark rate, as expected, and few changes to the policy statement. The SEP dot plot forecast for three cuts this year, and while GDP forecasts were marked up, the core PCE forecast was also raised, suggesting a slower path towards the Fed's 2% target. In the post-meeting press conference, Chair Powell also downplayed hotter January and February inflation prints as bumps in the road. Some economists said the Fed may be willing to accept higher inflation for longer in order to hold off a recession, as well as a general view that the Fed wants to cut, despite some uncertainty around the path of a disinflation. Market pricing is fully in line with the Fed, now pricing at approximately 78 basis points of cuts by year-end from the current midpoint, though some economists continue to flag risk of 100 basis points of cuts this year. This week saw some solid economic data, including March flash manufacturing PMI, which hit the highest level since June of 2022, though services PMI was a bit weaker than expected. However, the report's prices paid and prices received indexes were the highest in a year, though some economists noted the indexes remain around pre-pandemic levels and noted most of the upside pressure was driven by energy. A busy week of housing data included March NAHB builder confidence beat, which was up for a fourth straight month and back in expansion territory. February housing starts and building permits also beat, while a big existing home sales beat saw the biggest jump in a year. Moving on to corporate news, it was a fairly busy week. Some key earnings takeaways this week included cautious consumer takeaways, improving input cost and supply chain dynamics, strong housing demand, resilient commodity demand, and a reversal of pandemic-era demand trends. It was a big week of semis and AI updates. The NVIDIA event this week offered few surprises, though analysts were still positive on its product roadmap. Cadence and Ansys both rallied after announcing collaborations with NVIDIA. Micron Technology results highlighted strong DRAM and NAND pricing and AI tailwinds. INTC received $8.5 billion of funding from the Commerce Department to build chip plants, while the street was positive on Broadcom AI investor event updates. Reports this week also noted Google and Apple are in discussions to build Google's Gemini AI into iPhone, while Apple is reportedly in talks to implement Baidu AI into Chinese smartphones. However, Apple came under pressure after the DOJ filed an antitrust suit over monopolization of the smartphone markets. Boeing cut quarter one FCF, while the DOJ opened a criminal investigation into its January Alaska Airlines emergency. Macy's and Nordstrom both rallied after the latest updates around going private, while Paramount reportedly received an offer to be taken over by Apollo, though Sherry Redstone reportedly prefers Skydance as a buyer. Reddit and Astera Labs also both jumped following IPOs this week. That's it for this edition of the FactSet Weekly Market Recap. Have a good weekend, everyone.